here's a story from The World.
The Bangladeshi American population is more than 200,000 strong. Their largest concentration is in New York, and they're making a play for political power there, including in the state's Democratic primary elections tomorrow. WNYC reporter Arun Venugopal takes us inside the political life of a community that is considered among the nation's most progressive and whose candidates are not just advocating for themselves, but for other communities of color as well.
Jackson Heights, Queens is one of the most diverse neighborhoods in the United States. It's also the heart of Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's district. And the other day, a Bangladeshi American news crew was on the scene for a Black Lives Matter protest. TV crew with Time Television zeroed in on one demonstrator, Mary Jobaida. She wore a hijab and a Stars and Stripes bandana over her mouth. Her handwritten sign proclaimed Black Lives Matter and No Justice, No Peace. Today, she's running for state legislature in New York. But in 2001, she was new to the U.S., an immigrant from rural Bangladesh arriving just after September 11th. She wore a burqa and she knew no one. But she experienced hardly any Islamophobia, she says, because her Black and Latino neighbors took her in.
This community here, they have accepted me exactly the way I was. They did not insult me for being Muslim right up to 9/11. They were very protective.
Now she's hoping to return the gesture. Jobaida is one of eight Bangladeshi New Yorkers running for local, state, and congressional offices. Many are women and from working-class backgrounds. They're Muslim, they're feminists, and they believe in class and racial solidarity. This isn't just a New York thing. Nabila Islam is also Bangladeshi American. She's running for Congress in Georgia and is often called Atlanta's AOC. She was interviewed by a progressive YouTube channel called Rebel HQ.
So I am running on Medicare for All, single payer. I am running on a Green New Deal, economic justice, making sure that people are being paid living wages.
Bangladeshi Americans are among the most left-leaning populations in the country, based on data from the National Asian American Survey. They backed Hillary Clinton more than other Asian subgroups and more than Black voters. They strongly reject President Trump and overwhelmingly favor a higher minimum wage and taxes on the rich. But what accounts for the politics and the new candidates? Community members cite two pivotal moments, 30 years apart. The first is Bangladesh's Liberation War, or War of Independence from Pakistan. That happened in 1971 and helps explain why the notion of self-determination is not some distant abstraction.
We get to choose what our future looks like.
This is Tahitun Mariam, a political activist in her 20s who moved to New York with her parents in 1996.
For them, that meant like, you know, having a free Bangladesh and having like a free nation. And I think for us as diaspora community, it means like us straying away from like these sort of political systems that are rooted in white supremacy.
Mariam recently helped form Bangladeshi Americans for Political Progress. She says the second defining event was 9/11. It resulted in thousands of Muslim men being deported and anti-Muslim attitudes and policies. However, she says many older Bangladeshi Americans, she calls them uncles, didn't demand civil rights in the U.S. to avoid coming off as angry or radical.
That's why a lot of uncles ended up being like, no, we are good Muslims. We have to help, like, you know, everybody. And, you know, we love America. And it became
during
like
the Trump era and the so-called Muslim travel ban, Mariam and her peers on the left saw that moderate path as a failure. Younger community members like Shahana Hanif, who's running for city council in New York City, say the new generation doesn't just define itself by religion, but other issues too, like access to health care.
I had not seen Bangladeshis pursuing the fight to build working class solidarity and to build coalitions across communities of color and join the fight for freedom.
Recently, Hani's campaign has been covered widely, not just in the Bangladeshi press, but in Teen Vogue and New York Magazine. Candidate Mary Jobaida calls this wave of politicians an uprising. Meanwhile, she joins demonstrators on the streets, standing up with other communities of color.
The younger generations, some of them actually like they feel like Malcolm X, that by any means necessary. We have to end this discrimination once and for all, you know?
For The World, I'm Arun Venugopal, Queens, New York. From
PRX.